So great to be learning together. Sharei HaRaz, Women's Tshuva of the Week. This week we're going to talk about women performing melacha after lighting the Chanukah lights. Many women have the custom to refrain from performing melachot that are prohibited on Chol HaMoed, such as sewing and knitting, for half an hour after lighting the menorah. Meaning that this is not melacha like on Shabbat, the 39 categories of labor, but it means difficult work. But cooking and cleaning and bathing is certainly fine. And women who refrain from melacha the entire Chanukah are mistaken and should be correct. Now, what's the reason for this minhag? Beit Yosef says the reason for minhag to remind the women that may not benefit from the light of Norah. Kaf HaChaim said another reason is the customs to remind them of the miracle of Chanukah. The Ben Ishchai cites a Kabbalistic reason for this custom. Okay? Now, it's interesting that Chazon Avadia writes, and Yaakov Yosef, that women should refrain from strenuous work, such as washing clothing and the like. Or Tzion says that permits putting clothing in the washing machine, since it doesn't entail a tremendous amount of difficult work. However, this should be avoided if one can do it later. And then, finally, the custom of refraining from work for 30 minutes after the menorah is lit does not apply to men, as it says, Berkei Yosef and Kav Chaim and Lechav Zano Vadia. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha and much bryut.